Blog Talk Radio.
Together, and we just thank and praise God that here we are together again in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can't help but think of the scripture that says that if two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. So welcome, welcome everyone, hallelujah, to this last Sunday in August of 2022. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We got Pastor Mom sitting right here. We got Pastor Mark in the house. Hallelujah. So we're ready. Amen. Pastor Mom, greet everyone, and then you're going to open us up in prayer.
Good morning, everybody. I thank the Lord for each one.
Amen. Thank you, Mom. Wasn't that sweet? That was good. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us as trespasses.
As we forgive.
As we forgive us.
Those
who
trespass
against us.
And lead us not.
And lead us not. As you should.
But deliver us.
But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's say our prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of
thine hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. All the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go on to our scripture for today. Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Get ready to sing at the end of it. Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Praise the Lord. Let's read together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. And those of you who have been here before, you know that the Lord has given us a song, and the chorus to it is Psalm 100 and verse 5. And it goes like this. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You sang, Pastor Moore.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Moore, Pastor Mark, they singing. We all singing. I know y'all were singing. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mark, that just shows that you sing this at home with us.
Of course.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on.
Mark of the church cannot participate.
That's right. Amen. That's right. We all participate. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen, hallelujah. And, you know, as I said, if you've been with us, you know that the Lord has been teaching us how to magnify him. Hallelujah. He wants us to know his character, his nature, his name. Praise God, and that's what we have been doing. So today, we have our pearls to ponder. Amen. Pearls to ponder. And every month, the Lord gives us, he gives us another name or his character and nature, and sometimes it's both of them at the same time, and that's pretty awesome. Where it's his name, his character, and his nature. So this month, what we are learning more about the Lord is faith, F-A-I-T-H. And so our scripture this morning is 1 John 5 and verse 4. 1 John 5 and verse 4. Hallelujah. And it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So our faith is the victory that enables us to overcome the world. Hallelujah. And everything that the Lord does for us is access. Hallelujah. And I know so many of you have heard me say that favor means more than money, and I want to add, faith means more than money. Because faith will take you a lot further, hallelujah, than money will take you. Glory to God. And sometimes people can have all the money in the world and not have victory. Amen. Faith is the victory. And this is a hymn that I'm going to play the song, Faith is the Victory. Amen.
Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled.
Faith is the victory. Story we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Hallelujah. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Faith is a victory that overcomes the world. Amen. That is so such a wonderful song. There's a lot more verses to it than that. So if you'd like to check it out, please do that. You could just, you know, go on YouTube and look it up. There's a bunch of people that's singing it. Faith is the victory. Amen. And we have victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. Amen. And we appropriate, hallelujah, we appropriate, we receive Jesus by faith. And we're going to talk about that later on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's go, and that's our pearls for to ponder today. You know, and when we say pearls to ponder, we're saying think about it, selah on it, roll it around in your head. The Lord give you even more of a revelation of himself, his character, and his nature. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. Praise the Lord. Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. The more I read this, the more I think about it, selah on it, rolling around in my head, the more awesome it really it is to me. It becomes more and more a part of my life and more alive in my life. Amen. When we declare a thing, we decree a thing, it is established to us. Amen. And light shines upon our way. Hallelujah. It's like, you know, the darkness is removed. We can even walk by as we declare and decree because those dark things become light. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So, hey, if we're going to stand on something, we need to stand on the word of God because the word of God, what? Stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All of the ground is sinking sand. And we've been seeing a lot of sinking sand lately. Okay, I won't even go into that. But that's what we've been seeing, a lot of sinking sand. So we got to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's do our declarations. And Pastor Mark has let me know with a great assurance that everyone who has been coming on this line and calling in and coming to church are fully engaged and fully participating. Amen. And he says, I shouldn't even be surprised by that, that he knew that song so well. Hallelujah. He's been singing it whenever we sing it, and we give God all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Let's do our declarations. Repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted by the stream of water.
Amen. That's from Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1, and verse 3. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat. The peace of God,
that transcends
all understanding, guards my heart and my mind
in Jesus Christ.
I think on things that are true,
noble, right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. And that's from Philippians 4, 7 through 8. And the last one today, maybe one more after this, just one more after this. Repeat after me. Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus, every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body. In the name of Jesus. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And that prayer about that malfunction in the body, forbidding any malfunction, we are declaring, decreeing, and standing on that right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Since we went through COVID, and I think it would probably be that. God took us through that quickly with mild symptoms. And now what we have seen going on is that sometimes we are sweating at night. Now, if it was just me, you know, we might say, what do they call that? Hot flashes at night, you know, because of my age. Pastor Mom is 90, okay? She's past hot flashes. And so that has been trying to happen to her where just sweating so profusely at night that we have to change her gown, okay? That's a malfunction. And so we're coming against that. We're forbidding it. Right now in my body and her body and anybody else's body that's going through that. Because we heard that, that's the stuff that happens after people go through COVID. Well, every lying symptom has got to stop, and we declare it and decree it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the last one. Oh, and I want to say about Pastor Mom. I'm talking about the malfunction. But Pastor Mom is seeing better. Her eyesight has gotten better, and her hearing has gotten better. And so God is still in yet God. Hallelujah. And we just say, you know, continue to say, any malfunction, you got to go. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, last one. Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children,
for they are taught
of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Now, I wanted to stop there, but I'm seeing one more. It's short. Let's do it. I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches
in Christ Jesus. Amen. Philippians 4:19. Amen. Lord God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We know that by your spirit we are taken care of. Hallelujah. Everything pertaining to life and godliness, you got us, Lord. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. All right. So let's have some praise and worship here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, amen. Hallelujah. Here's a song that I'm just so into loving Jesus today, and we'll talk about that some more as well. But there's a song that's called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of my favorite songs from way back when. I think it's at least 20 years old, but it's still good. Jesus, lover of my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, as I said, we'll be talking about Jesus and loving on him. And our next song before the sermon will be about loving him again. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go on with our finances. And, you know, we continue to pray this prayer. I love it how the Lord will have you praying something, and you may not need it at that moment in time, but when you need it, it's there because the prayers have gone forth already. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. Amen. And I know, you know, a lot of us are going through something financially. You know, the world is going through, especially since prices have gone up. In some cases, exponentially. And we thank God as we continue to pray, some of those prices have gone down. Amen. I think I saw gas here in St. Louis for $2.99 last week. Well, I had a tank full of gas, so I couldn't get any. But well, thank God I had a tank full of gas. Amen. And so I'm laughing because my brother-in-law said to me, he said, with these prices right now, he said, a quarter of a tank is an empty tank for me now. And so he says, so that's what he does. When he gets to a quarter of a tank, then he fills it up, and it doesn't hurt so bad. So, but God knows how to take care of all of our needs. We just read the declaration declaring and decreeing that we have no lack. Amen, because God meets all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And whenever I think about that scripture, I think about how the Lord uses gold as pavement on the street, okay? I think gold right now is about $2,000 an ounce or maybe even more than that at this point. But for God, that's pavement, amen? And that just goes to show us how easy it is for him to take care of our needs. Hallelujah. So let's say our prayer for finances together. Amen. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of
and them. Use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
Help me.
To remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. I pray that you will help me. Make good decisions.
As to how I spend.
May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength in the name of Jesus. And I'm a partaker of it. I've seen it. I've seen God do it. I've seen him do exceeding abundantly above all I could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and that Cash App is $ESLCCC, and it stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may, if you're in the Heritage House, you may also give at the door. We're at 2E. We had someone at the door this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to mail it in, you can make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. So, Father, right now, we just lift up those who are giving, who have even sent money into the Cash App already, Lord God. We give you praise and glory. For those who are tithing, Lord, you said if we would give you 10%, just test you and try you on it, to give 10% and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive, those overflow blessings in the name of Jesus. And then on top of that, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Hallelujah. So that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for, hallelujah, giving us money and protecting it as well. Thank you. Or I like to say giving us resources and protecting it as well in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. And for those givers, you said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Thank you, Lord God. You are overflowing, God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're just waiting on us to just do your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan so you can just overflow on us. And we thank you for that now, Lord. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We're so grateful. We're so grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, as far as I know, we don't have any birthdays this week, but we have some birthdays that are coming up. Actually, it's next week. Next Sunday is Malachi Ross's birthday. Amen. He's going to be 14. So we will plan on singing next week, Malachi. Amen. We're looking forward to singing happy birthday to you on next week. And then not too long after that is Mary, Minister Mary. She's usually here with us. Her son's birthday is on September the 9th. Amen. So we have birthdays coming up in September. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at our calendar, Minister Mary. You got a lot of birthdays in September. You have two sons in September and your husband in September. Praise God. And then we see Minister Rachel's birthday is coming up near the end of September. Amen. So happy birthday in advance. And as we get closer to your birthdays, we will sing glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's go on and let's have another song, another love song, as we get ready to go into the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Something very interesting just happened that I've never seen before.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is one of my favorite songs, too. Jonathan Butler, Falling in Love with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's no place I'd rather be. Amen. Falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't know you've fallen in love with Jesus, or if you don't think you have, or you never thought about it, fall in love with Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's a wonderful place to be, in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to go into the word today, let's go in prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. You've given us the opportunity to know you, your character, your nature, your name, to fall in love with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Getting to know you as our Lord and our Savior, walking with you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Show us more and more about how to be in love with you, fall in love with you, walk in love with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just lift up this word to you today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for drawing us with your loving kindness and just loving on us through this whole thing and loving out of us everything that's not like you. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. And we thank you for all of this time of talking about salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification, Lord. Even though we've gone over it for a long time, there's still so much more to learn about you and loving you and being loved by you. Teach us more, Lord God. Teach us more, Lord. We're open for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. This salvation series, talking about the three stages or three parts of salvation, this is the 11th part of the series. And I'm telling you, we have but scratched the surface with all this. You're just scratching the surface. And God is giving us more and more revelation. Hallelujah, of salvation, what it means to be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I was praying and talking to the Lord. How do you end? How does one end a series like this? And I began to really hear that there's some takeaways with this that are, because this is really the base, the foundation, the basics that we have gone through over this time. And so we need a takeaway. If you got, I think most of you, if I'm not mistaken, or all of you got my text this morning, and on that text, it shows, It has a slide on there, a PowerPoint slide on there, and it says Salvation Series Finale Scripture. And so we'll just kind of go over that as the takeaways from this time. And there's so much that you can take away as you took notes and everything, but if someone just comes on and listens to the podcast of this just one time, and they don't go all 11 of them, here is just something that people can take away with them. Also, I put the scriptures down and the highlights of what that scripture talks about so that you can have it. So that we can have it in our record. And we can go back as the Lord leads us to study, to see Selah, to roll it around in our heads,
and to think on these things, we have some scriptures that we can think about as well. Thought about was, let's go back to before salvation, and then we'll talk about what it means when we are saved. And then the bottom line is salvation. What is salvation all about? Amen. So these are just a few scriptures just to highlight, just to cause you to even think about this more. So we're starting off with four things God wants you to know. There's four basic things he wants us to know. And before we start on that, I need some readers. If you're available to read, press your number one key, and, you know, we'll open a line for you. And so you can read for us today. Thank you. Thank you so much. I see Pastor Price and Minister Rachel. Anyone else? We do have a few scriptures to read. And if we have people that can do it, we can make it through it pretty quickly here. Okay. So with our scriptures today, let me give you some assignment. Oh, my goodness. Okay, thank you, Minister Rachel. I don't know why I don't have that down. Rasheen's birthday. She let me know Rasheen's birthday is September the 2nd. Hallelujah. So we're going to need to sing happy birthday. Okay? Because we won't be back before his birthday. But Malachi's birthday, we will be here. We'll get back to the scriptures in just a moment and assigning. Anyone else, though, if you're available to read, Pastor Mom's going to be reading a scripture as well. She's going hers is John 3:16. So, Rasheen, we'll give you the happy birthday to you. Amen. Rasheem is what, 22?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Happy birthday. May the good Lord bless you. Amen. I just realized your birthday, you must have been born in the year 2000. Amen, because you're 22. You're going to be 22 in a few days. So happy birthday to you. And we just thank God for your life, for your relationship with the Lord, and that your relationship will get even closer. As you know more about him, you'll know more about yourself. Amen. Because this is the age where young people are trying to find out who they are. Amen. And the more you know about who he is, the more you'll know about who you are. Amen. Love you, Rasheen. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. Okay. So we're going to... go over the scriptures. Pastor Price, Romans 3:23.
Minister Rachel is, and family, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, Pastor Mom, John 3:16, and then we'll just go on, Pastor Mom, John 3:16, and Romans 10:9. So she knows those.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then, you know, we'll pray the prayer of salvation together. So it's all written out there. Amen. We could just say it together. And then when we get to justification, we'll go back to Pastor Price, Romans 6 and 23, since you're in Romans already. And then Minister Rachel and family, under sanctification, Romans 7, 24 and 25. And I'll go ahead and do 1 John 5, 4. And then Pastor Price, James 4:7. Okay. And then Minister Rachel and family. Hope I'm not going too fast. We're under glorification. Romans 8:18. So if you can have these ready to just roll with them, that would be great. So that was Romans 8:18 under glorification. Pastor Price. Okay, that works out good. 2 Corinthians 4:17. And then Minister Rachel, I'll leave you in Romans at Romans 5 and verse 2. Okay, and then we'll see what we're going to do with that 1 John 21. Maybe the three of us will take turns reading through that 1 John underneath. Sanctification is all about the love of God. Amen. I think we can do this pretty quickly and do it well. Praise the Lord, to the glory of God. All right, there we go. Okay, so the four things God wants you to know. Number one, you need to be saved. So, well, it would help if I opened up your line, now wouldn't it? Okay, here we go. Pastor Price and Minister Rachel, your lines are open. If anybody else, you have you're available to read, press your number one. Are you okay? Is this too much? I know you multitask a lot on Sunday, so if that's too much, we can we'll just have you do one, okay?
No, it's okay.
Mr. Rachel?
No, it's okay. Gabrielle's going to do the Ephesians, the one that you said for Ephesians. Mark is going to do the one which you said for Romans 7. And I'm going to do I supposed to write down the other ones because I was, you know.
Okay. Romans
but
8,
I have the outline.
Yeah, Romans 8:18 and Romans 5:2.
Yeah, those two
are the other
there.
Ones.
Yeah, Gabrielle wants to read the first one, Ephesians.
Okay, sounds good. Amen. So we're starting where, you know, you need to be saved. And we gave that to Pastor Price, Romans 3:23. Can you read that for us?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes, amen. So you need to be saved. Really, everybody needs to be saved. Amen. If you're not saved, you need to be saved. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, all is all. All is everybody. Okay, and the second part is you can't save yourself. Gabrielle, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9.
For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen. Great. Thank you, Gabrielle. Praise God. Amen. So we, you know, nobody can save themselves, because by grace are we saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is a gift. Our salvation is a gift of God, not of works. We can't work ourselves into it. We can't earn it. We can't do any of that. It's a gift that's to be received. So that's what God wants us to know. We can't save ourselves. It's a gift to be received. Amen. And then God, and this is the third thing that God wants us to know, that God has provided. He's provided for our salvation. And Pastor Mom's going to say John 3:16, for God loved the world that he gave. That whosoever shall not perish. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so here we are. God has provided. And he's provided in a way where this is a love thing. And we're going to talk about that later too. Salvation is all about love. You know, God so loved the world. He knew that all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. He knew that, you know, that we couldn't save ourselves. So God provided the Lord Jesus for us to be saved. Amen. And then our part, we have a part to play in this. We have something to do. Just like if somebody gave you a gift, they gave you a birthday gift, they give you a Christmas gift. If you don't receive it, you don't get to partake in the gift. Amen. If they gave you a new house for Christmas and you never received that house, a person never received that house, then you that person would not have the gift. And so we have to receive it. And this gift of our Lord Jesus Christ that God has given to us, we must receive. Romans 10:9 says, Pastor Mom,
if you confess
with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And so if you have, and you can put your phone on mute so we won't sound like we're all speaking in tongues. There's a place for that, though. But put your phone on mute, and we'll pray the prayer of salvation together. You know, God will hear you. And so, okay, let's say that prayer together that's right there on the, Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow them. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so I wanted to put that prayer there so that each and every one of us will have a copy of it. Now, it doesn't mean that the prayer has to be prayed exactly like that. The Lord, as you talk to the Lord more, you may pray that prayer in a different way. You know, my sister, Pastor Price, she says it in a different way. My other sister, Pastor Catherine, she says it in a different way. My brother, Pastor Herbert, my brother, Pastor Mark. So we all say it in a different way, but it's all about receiving Jesus. Amen. And as we were praying that prayer, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you may be listening to this podcast of this message from, you know, you may be in the year 3000. You may be in the year 2055. And you just said that prayer. Well, you were not practicing if you said it with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Amen. You are saved. You are born again. Amen. And we want to stop right here to pray over you. We thank you, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah, that the ones who prayed that prayer for the first time, we thank you for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to even think right, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And then power to speak in their prayer language, glory to God, hallelujah, their very own prayer language. And we thank you, Lord God, even power to read the word of God and to understand the word of God, hallelujah, as never before, because you're right there with them, helping them to understand, giving them revelation and wisdom and knowledge by your spirit. And we thank you for that, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And while we're here talking about salvation and that someone might have just gotten saved, we want to invite you, because you are now a part of the kingdom of God. You are a part of the body of Christ. You are a part of the church. And so because I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. And so it's very important for you to go to a church. Go to a Bible-believing church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There may be one that's right down the street from your house, a couple of blocks over down the street. Wherever it is, begin to go to church, to fellowship with others. That's very important. Amen. And we also want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'em Radio family of Brock. Hallelujah. So we meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. You can call into this number, area code 516-418-5699, to be a part of any of our God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. On Monday, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. On Tuesdays, we have our prayer time together, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And I'm so excited. I'm hearing so much about praying in tongues and different things that are happening to people who have been praying in tongues with us. And so, and that can happen to you too. You can be blessed and excited. I'm understanding that people now are getting more interpretation of tongues. So first we pray in tongues. We have volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. And I must say that I'm interpreting more now too. My ears are more perked to hear what God is saying as people are praying in tongues. And that is every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And we have a guest host
on this Tuesday, Lord willing, Pastor Helen Price is going to be our guest host. Amen. And I may be able to kind of peek in because I'm going to be away a little bit. Praise God. And so we thank God for her. We thank God for Minister Joy being our engineer. Glory to God. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, the next second Wednesday of the month is September the 14th. So clear your calendar and then mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm for September the 14th, where we're going to have our healing service, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Elder Philip Hawkey and Minister Linda Hawkey are our host as well. Amen, our co-host. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, glory to God, on our Thursday night edition of God in the Midst Get 'em Radio, this Thursday is the 1st of September, and we're starting a new month. And in the month of September, we will be doing a spiritual warfare boot camp. Glory to God. And Pastor Price is going to lead that for us. Every Thursday, there's five Thursdays in September, so it's going to be good, good, good. And I believe we need spiritual warfare right now. That it is so on time that we're doing this spiritual warfare boot camp. So meet us here, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tell your family, your friends, your coworkers. Amen. Let them know about it because this is training like none other. Amen. Excuse me. And the Lord has really been talking to her over, specifically over the past couple of years, about spiritual warfare. So, amen. Amen. So let others know about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now we're going to continue on. We're still in our sermon. Hallelujah. Doing it a little differently than what we usually do, but it's still okay. The Lord has told me, he said, you know, sometimes you got to do something a little different. And so that's what we're doing. And this is all a part of salvation. Amen. When we're saved, we want to make sure that others are saved as well. I was talking to someone the other day and said, you know, friends don't let friends drive drunk and friends don't let friends go to hell. And family go to hell. Amen. So you are equipped here. If you, you know, you want to know more, just talk to the Lord about it. Even these scriptures that were given here, they are, if we get those scriptures under our belt and know them, then we can be a blessing to someone at any time, any place, and lead them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, once we are saved, there are parts of our salvation. And I believe it's important that we know about these parts of our salvation. And then we won't get tripped up in different things. You know, it's so important for us to know that we are justified in him. We are sanctified. Our sanctification comes through him. And our glorification comes through the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to just cover it just a little bit today because we went at length through this. If you'd like to hear in greater detail of what we talked about, all you have to do is Google Get 'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and then put salvation. Get 'em Radio Salvation. And it will take you back to our other podcast, and you access it through Blog Talk Radio. I understand that there are people who are grabbing our content off this line and putting it on theirs. At this point in time, I'm saying, how much more can God be glorified? So I'll say it like that. Amen. Amen. So let's go to justification. And we have you, Pastor Price. Your line is still open. So read that scripture for us on justification, and that's Romans 6:23.
Glory to God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. So we kind of covered that just a little bit as we were talking about the things that we need to know, those four things that God wants us to know. The wages of sin is death. And wages, even that word wages, you have to earn. You have to earn wages. and when we sin, there's a wage to be earned. And that is death. But thank God for the B-U-T. Hallelujah. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so justification is a deliverance from the penalty of sin. It's the deliverance from the penalty of sin, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So when Jesus came, when God gave Jesus, John 3:16, with all that love, when God gave Jesus, for those of us who receive him, who receive that gift, then we receive deliverance from the penalty of sin, that we will no longer have the penalty of sin. So Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Amen. So Jesus is our Redeemer. And those are just real quick takeaways. That's a real quick takeaway about justification. Justification is just as if we never sinned. When God looks at us, he sees his sinless son. Amen. And he sees the one that paid it all, our Redeemer. He bought us back from that penalty of sin, that we no longer have to go through that. Glory to God. That is awesome. Amen. Let's go on to sanctification. Now, sanctification is a deliverance from the power of sin, and it's a present and continuous process for believers. We are becoming Christ-like. Hallelujah. And this can only be done by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the presence of the Holy Spirit. So we can't do this on our own. Like when I was praying before, Lord, give them power to do right, power to talk right, power to walk right, power to be able to read the word of God and understand it. All of that power comes from the Holy Ghost. And we can never, ever, never, never, never do it on our own. And so and maybe it's still being done now, but, you know, a certain point in time where people were believing that their sanctification would come from the clothes that they wore, or the lack of, you know, lipstick, or not wearing lipstick or nail polish and things like that. Sanctification is deliverance from the power of sin, and it can only happen by the Holy Spirit. Now, maybe the Holy Spirit will lead you not to wear lipstick. And I'm saying, please, Lord. I don't wear much makeup, but I sure like lipstick. But anyway, He may lead you to, you know, tone some things down. He may lead you to cover your body a little more than you did before or something like that. But there's going to be a change. But that change is not what sanctifies you. It's a change that happens on the inside of you because you are born again and becoming Christ-like. Hallelujah. Amen. And so with our sanctification, there are what happens is that we have victory over the flesh, the world, and the devil. The flesh, the world, and the devil. Amen. And so we're going to have Marcus to read Romans 7, 24, and 25. And this is deliverance from the flesh.
Go ahead. Romans 7, verse 24 and 25. Go ahead.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you, Marcus. And here's the thing, is that if we were left to ourselves, all we could say is, oh, wretched man am I. And then, you know, even going back into the Old Testament in Isaiah, where he says, woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. You know, that's all about the flesh. And apart from the Holy Ghost, we don't have any deliverance from that, apart from the Holy Ghost, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Then we can have power over the flesh, because the flesh is, we could do a whole series on the flesh all by itself and what the flesh can do. And but more than any of that, we know that when we get born again, when we get saved, we have deliverance from the power of sin. Now, it's a process that we go through. And with that process, as we go through it, thing that we were doing, I would say, 2 years ago or maybe even 2 weeks ago, and the Holy Spirit touches you, all of that is delivered out of you. Amen. Out of us. Hallelujah. So I've been delivered from things that I'm so far removed from now. It's almost like I can't even remember. It don't even seem like I used to do something like that. I've been delivered from smoking, you know, from drinking, and even thoughts that used to roll around in my head. The Lord has delivered me. Glory to God. Without the Holy Ghost, there was no possibility of being completely delivered from that. Now, I mean, we can buck up. We can, you know, I could have gone through a smoking program, put a patch on my arm and stuff like that. But I went to God and I said, I'm prophesying now. I don't want this smoke coming out and that at the same time. So God has a certain for deliverance for everybody. Amen. My time of deliverance was about 30 years ago. Your time of deliverance may be tomorrow. It may be the day after tomorrow. But God will help you in your flesh and deliverance of that. Now, some people may say, well, is drinking and smoking a sin? Well, if it's hurting your body, anything that bothers your body, because our body belongs to the Lord. So, amen. You pray about it. You talk to God about it. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go on. That was the flesh. This is the world. Amen. And the scripture is 1 John 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory of the world, our faith. Amen. That was our pearl to ponder for today, too. So this must be something God really wants us to hear today. That 1 John 5:4. Hallelujah. And so whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Amen. There's so much stuff that's going on in the world right now. And we see that on the news. Just watch the news for 5 minutes, and you'll see all of this that's going on in the world. But we have victory. We can overcome the world. All of these things that they say are coming at us with climate change and all of that. Someone said this past week, they said, oh, the world is calling it climate change, but this is the groanings of the earth as Jesus is about to come back soon. I said, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he is coming back soon. And we have victory. Now, with this sanctification, if we know it, it's important for us to know that we do have deliverance from the power of sin in this present world by the Holy Spirit. That's what's so important, that we know it. Amen. And then let's go on to deliverance over the devil. I think that was, gave that to you, Pastor Price, James 4 and verse 7.
I'm not James 4 and verse 7. You gave me 2 Corinthians. I think somebody else has James 4 and verse 7.
Okay. James 4
and verse 7. I think it's somebody else's, isn't it?
But I can know unless I read that wrong. No.
You
go ahead and read it.
Okay, you gave me 2 Corinthians 4:17, but I'll read James 4 and verse 7.
Thank you.
Okay. James 4 and verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
You want
2 Corinthians 2? Not yet.
Okay then. All right.
That was 2 Corinthians 4:17, but that's a little bit later. And so with this James 4 and verse 7, the wonderful part about that is submit to God. First things first, submitting to God. And in our salvation, we submit to God. And even as we go through the sanctification process, we have to continue to submit to God. Then, and only then, as we are submitted to God by the Holy Spirit, then and only then can we resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's submission to the Lord. And we submit as we are obedient to him, as we're following his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan. And that's part of our sanctification process. Now, last year this time, we may have been submitting to God, resisting the devil, and the devil might have seemed to have had a little thing going on. But as we continue to submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee. He'll have to flee because he has no right, he has no authority, and he has no permission. When we submit to God, we shut all that down. Hallelujah. And we resist the devil, and he must flee in the name of Jesus. Now, there's something I want to say before I go on to glorification. And before I go on to glorification, I was thinking about the thieves on the cross with Jesus.
They were on a cross, one on the right and one on the left. And then how the one who told him, remember me when you go into your kingdom. And the Lord told him, today you're going to be with me in paradise. He didn't go through a lot. He received Jesus. He believed Jesus. He believed that Jesus is who he says that he is. And when he did that, then Jesus immediately received him and said, you know, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Amen. So the sanctification process, you know, is something that we go through. But if, say, for instance, if a person has a deathbed, as they say, a best deathbed salvation, they get saved and then they die right after that. This is the thing I want to say about sanctification, is that when it's all over with, it's the Lord who's going to sanctify us. Amen. And whether we go through the process of sanctification or whether we go straight from justification straight into glorification, it's him who's going to present us to himself without spot, without wrinkle. So he's the one that's going to transform us into his image and his likeness. So, you know, when we talk about the sanctification process, it does happen. It is good. It may not happen if a person gets saved and dies immediately. And there's some things that have been on my heart over the years. I know that God can, even if a person doesn't look like they're saved, that God can change things in the moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Think about one of my cousins and how, you know, he wasn't ready for salvation. He had a whole bunch of other things on his mind, and he was doing a lot of other things. But when it came time for him to die, and he knew that death was at his doorstep, he wanted to see my sister, Pastor Price. He wanted to see her, and I'm talking about Danny. He wanted to see her, and he wanted to get saved. I also think about a man that I knew, his daughter, and he lived in Baltimore. And, you know, we sowed seeds over the years. We watered seeds over the years about his salvation. But he was a big-time gambler, where they would come pick him up in a helicopter and take him to go gamble. And so... but he did not want salvation, you know, until he was on his deathbed. And the Lord had assured me that he would not die until he got saved. And we were driving in the middle of the night to get to Baltimore from New Jersey to get there so that he would be saved. He was still alive. And when he had not eaten or drank anything for about 3 or 4 days, and he was trying to check himself out. And the Lord had me tell him, this is not a hotel. You can't check your own self out. Not like this. But you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the Lord told me, he said, you know, talk to him in poker language. And I was like, I don't know anything about poker. And so the Lord said, I'll tell you the words to say. I really didn't understand all the words I was saying, but he understood. And he received Jesus. He received Jesus beautifully. And then he passed away in the next couple of days. And he had had a daughter that I came up there with. And once he got saved, you know, he was a totally different person. So he didn't go through a long sanctification process, but I know that he went home to be with the Lord. And I just, you know, felt led of the Lord that I, you know, say that before, you know, the end of this. This is one of those carry away with us. Yes, we go through the sanctification process and where we become more Christ-like. But the bottom line, God himself, who is going to sanctify us. Hallelujah. Amen. And I there's a scripture that comes to my mind about Ephesians. Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And I should have had that in front of me, but it just came to my mind. But that the wife would be sanctified by the washing of the water of the word. I'm pretty sure that's in Ephesians. Amen. And I'm trying to look it up. Okay. So ought men. This is Ephesians 5 and 28. So it might be a little bit before 28. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. Amen. So the bottom line is that it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to sanctify us and cleanse us. Whether we go through the sanctification process, you know, and have the washing of the water of the word, or whether it's recently where he's gonna present us to himself without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I spent so much time on that, but that was in my heart to do that. Amen. Now let's go on to the glorification scriptures. Deliverance from the presence of sin. Deliverance from the presence of sin. Back to you, Minister Rachel and family. We're going to go Romans 10. Romans 8, 18.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great.
Okay. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, that is, I'm sure that right there is very comforting to all of us.
Amen.
The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So glory shall be revealed in us. Amen. In time of glorification, the glory shall be revealed in us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
For that treasure.
Then we have Pastor Price. Was somebody saying something?
Oh, I said, thank you, Lord, for that treasure. That's a treasure right there. The salvation, everything is a treasure.
Amen. Okay, Pastor Price, 2 Corinthians. That's your 2 Corinthians 4.
Mm-hmm. And verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Amen. Amen. You know, that makes you just, like, take a little breath there. Because, you know, when it says our light affliction, when we're going through an affliction, it don't seem light. I guess, and I'll say this, the more that we walk with the Lord, we see that, yeah, it's a light affliction. And it's only but for a moment. But, and then, you know, we have that hope there's going to be a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. And when we know about that, we can hope and we can be encouraged for what's going to happen in the future. That this is a light affliction. Oh, yeah, it's been going on for 20 years, but it's light. It has a time of deliverance. Amen. The Lord said to me, a while back, and he gave me a little song that went with it too, which I don't know if I can remember that right now. But and my brother's going, here, you want to hear it? Here you go. But you know, it was like that. It was like, okay, this is a light affliction. There is a set time for deliverance. Amen. And he was telling me about how the Israelites were in Egypt for so long, but there was a set time for deliverance. And we can count on that. We can lean and rely on the Lord that there is a set time for deliverance. Yeah, we're going through something right now. But there's going to be a set time for deliverance. And when we hit that set time, it's going to be a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And, you know, that is going, you know, going into glorification. And then we experience little parts of that as we go through sanctification. And we see how he'll take us out of something. You know, and he'll do it in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You know, one moment it was one way, the next moment it's completely and totally different. And I believe that that's how it's going to be. Well, that's what the Bible says, that it's going to be like that. You know, that he's going to appear and we're going to be caught up with him. Hallelujah. I'll jump up sometime getting ready for it. Every now and then, just jump up, say, Lord, I'm ready. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm ready, ready, ready. Amen. Romans 5 and verse 2. Minister Rachel and family, Romans 5 and verse 2.
Hey, it's me and Gabrielle.
By whom
also we have
access
by faith
unto this
grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you both. Hallelujah. Amen. So we do have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So we're rejoicing in hope right now. Amen. We're jumping up in hope right now, knowing that, you know, these light afflictions, what we've been going through all our life, no matter how long our life has been, and Pastor Mom, 90 years, glory to God, hallelujah. But we have some more. and we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at this other scripture, 1 John 4:7-21. And I'm just saying, go check that out as the Lord leads you. What it talks about is God is love. And salvation is all about the love of God. I mean, all about the love of God. It reminds me, been about probably about 25 years, years ago I preached a sermon, and the title of the sermon was "All This Love Is Waiting for You." And it was sung, it was a secular song by this guy called El DeBarge, Janet Jackson's first husband. They're not together anymore. But anyway, the name of it was "All This Love Is Waiting for You." And, you know, as he sang the song, he wasn't talking about God, I don't think, but that's what I thought about. You know, God has all this love. God is love. And all this love is waiting for those who have not received him as Lord and Savior. All this love is waiting for us. We partake in the love of God because that's what this is about, our justification. He's loving on us by delivering us from the penalty of sin. And then he loves on us by delivering us from the power of sin and transforming us into his very likeness here on earth as it is in heaven. And then he loves on us with the deliverance from the presence of sin. When he brings us to be with him, well, he comes to meet us in the air. Praise God. And then when he comes back for his second coming, well, I'm going kind of fast here. Let me go back for a moment and say when Jesus, his first coming, when he came here, he came back really to prepare his bride, to prepare us. It's a love thing. Hallelujah. He came to get his bride ready to be able to come back with him. Amen. By repenting. Amen. And for him to bring the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven, so we could partake of the kingdom of God here. And then, you know, through his word, through the washing of the water of the word, he would sanctify us here on earth as it is in heaven. And then his second coming, he's coming back to get his bride. Hallelujah. And that's us. We are the body of Christ. He loves us so much that he's going to meet us in the air. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. Those of us who are still alive are going to rise up and meet him in the air. This is our holy husband. Glory to God. And he's coming back to get us without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing. Hallelujah. We just going to meet him right up there in the air. Hallelujah. This is a love thing. And what we're doing when we meet him, hallelujah, this is a party. This is a wedding that we're having with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So your takeaway from this, my takeaway from this salvation series is that it's all about the love of God. God is love. And he came to love us into the kingdom. He came to love on us as his bride, to prepare us to be his bride, to make it even possible for us to be his bride, to prepare us to be his bride, and then to come on and get us as his bride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this series, this salvation series. We thank you, Lord, for just showing us more about justification, sanctification, and glorification. We thank you, Lord God, for revealing your love to us,
that you got a lot of love that's waiting for us. Even when we fall in love with you and live on this earth, there is some more love that's waiting to be poured out on us. And we thank you for it right now, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we want to say we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just can't believe the series is over. Well, and the Lord has given me another series. I'll tell you about it as we get closer to it. Amen. But we have another series that he's been talking to me about, and he said, you think you were excited about salvation? Wait until you hear all about this series. So we're having a good time with it already. As we get ready to close, because we've already said the prayer of salvation, we've already talked about the Get a Radio family of broadcasts. Do you have any comments? Any comments, questions, or prayer requests? I'm going to open up everybody's line for just a few moments. Hallelujah. And you can go ahead and speak now. If you don't want to say anything, just mute you. Make sure your line is mute. Is muted.
What I was saying a little bit earlier was that I thank God for the treasures and everything that he had you to share. I'm going to say from your heart and just share what he's, you know, how he gave that to you, for you as well as for others, and you shared it with us so we can know and keep on saying it in our hearts, in our minds, all of these beautiful scriptures, because it helps us to know that we didn't earn our way into heaven, but because of what Jesus did for us, blesses us to be rich and blesses us to be saved, born again, and restored and whole in him completely. And so I love you, and God bless you for being obedient, sharing that with us, and I thank God for this ministry. And God bless each and every one of you, and may he keep y'all strong in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. That truly encouraged me. Amen. And just thank you. God bless you. Love you too. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes. Glory to God. I want to say good afternoon, Mom. You told us good morning. I thank God, Mom, for you being strong and for your prayer today and your participation, Pastor Mom, in the service today. I just thank God and tell you that I love you, an apostle today, and all the saints in their respective places today. I want to thank God for every part of the service. There were things that literally just stood out to me today. I mean, that just really stood out to me today. And the pearls to ponder from 1 John 5:4, that faith is the victory, that faith will take you further even than what money will take you or anything else. Faith will take you further, and it's the victory that overcomes the world. I thank God for that message. And one of my favorite songs is by Jonathan Butler. I would listen to that song over and over again. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. I thank God for that today, and thank God for the word. I also thank you, Apostle, for putting that in our text about the salvation series, the finale scriptures, the takeaway. And that was just so very good, about the four things that we need to know and to be able to pray the prayer of salvation, and all the scriptures on justification, sanctification, and glorification. And then at the very end, the salvation is all about the love of God. God is love. I want to thank you for every single part of the service today, even with the prayer of salvation, that friends don't let friends go to hell. So I thank God for that word and for God putting it so succinctly to us. And I just thank God. I have I have two different files papers that I do in my writing of what you do. And it's still something to go back over, because you still have to grasp
you know, really grasp this, because you talked about this was the 11th part that we were going over today. So
right.
I just thank God for you and thank God for the word, and we still have our notes to be able to go through, and we can go back to the archives of the messages. So God bless you for what you've done and all that you have shared today. And I'm going to close and close, because there were so many things, and I won't go over anything else, but there were just things that just popped out today. That's all I could just say. I said, oh, and it just popped out in the spirit. And so I thank God for you and thank God for the word, and God bless you. And you have a very blessed day. And thank God for all that God does in and through you in Jesus. Now, I'm getting a greater picture of the character and nature of the kind of ministry that God has called you to. It's becoming more clear and more concise. There is a teaching ministry, but there is a ministry of illumination. I'm talking about they can be able to succinctly and clearly be able to impart what God has given. I know it's the grace of God, His special endowment that's upon your life, but you begin to, as people walk in the Lord, you begin to get a very clear view of what He's called them to do. So I thank God for His gift upon your life. And I thank God for this time that you've gone over this salvation series. And God bless. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. And you know what, Pastor Price, that means a lot to me. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I think about 30 years ago when the Lord let you see things in me that I had no clue about. And so I definitely honor Him and what He's saying through you right now. Amen. Because the next series that's coming up deals with the character and the nature of God. I said, well, we still here on the character and nature, Lord. He said, yes, we still here. Amen. So I'm starting to get a few glimpses right now myself. So, but let me know what he allows you to tell me. I'm definitely want to hear that. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, I praise God for all of you for being here today with us. Pastor Mom, any closing remarks? You want to say anything?
I really want to say let the whole thing.
Today? Uh-huh. You like the whole thing? Mm-hmm. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, you seem to be very interested. So we give God praise. Amen. Okay, so you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes. Yes.
May the Lord.
May the Lord watch between me and you. But we're asking one for another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Was somebody trying to say something? Your last chance. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I feel the anointing. Thank you, Lord. It's the presence of the Lord. Lord,
yes,
thank you
right.
for your wonderful, sweet presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that not only just me and perceiving your anointing and your presence, hallelujah, let each and every person that's listening right now perceive your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I wanted to go, but let's give it a few more minutes. Anyone wants to say anything? Your lines are still open. Sometimes I'm in a hurry, slowing me down. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. We love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.